The price of American crude oil plunged around 5% yesterday. It's been rising since June. It was around $74 a barrel just a week ago. Today, about $68 a barrel. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent and co-host of Velshi and Rule. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Jeremy.
So what's happening with oil?
Well, it's useful to know that oil's been all over the map in previous weeks. We've seen an expected increase in the price of oil, but then suddenly Donald Trump started talking about oil prices being too high, and then we pulled out of the Iran deal, so oil prices got higher on the anticipation that the Iranian oil would be off the market, and now it's back down again. The bottom line is that worldwide demand for oil this year is going to be about 1.5% higher than it was year over year compared to last year, and it's going up year by year. We're using more oil in the world, so we've just got to figure out better ways of providing that oil. In the United States, when oil was under $60 a barrel, had basically stopped any new fracking. We're now getting back into that.
There was a story in the Wall Street Journal, though, that said that the U.S. and other Western countries are now considering intervening in the oil markets in order to keep prices stable, maybe use some stockpiles that they keep for emergencies.
Yeah, that's very, very unusual. When you look at the price of oil right now, just under $70 a barrel, you know, we had oil at its height at $140 a barrel.
Right.
We had oil over $100 just a couple of years ago. So to suggest using strategic petroleum reserves and things like that at a time like this does seem to be more politics than it seems to be strategy. Remember that for a lot of people, the price of oil is mostly reflected in the price of gasoline. Right now, a gallon of unleaded gas is about $2.87.
Right.
A year ago, it was at $2.25. So that's where people feel it, although we certainly use oil in a lot more things other than gas.
Oil came up in President Trump's press conference yesterday with President Putin. Here's what Putin had to say through an interpreter.
We, as a major oil and gas power, and the United States is a major oil and gas power as well, we could work together on regulation of international markets, because neither of us is actually interested in the plummeting of the prices.
It's interesting. He said, we're not interested in the plummeting of the mm-hmm. prices. He probably wants them to go up.
Correct.
And President Trump, I would assume, given that there's an election in a matter of months, wants them to go down.
Yeah, so this is tricky. First of all, you know, Barack Obama said famously a few years ago, nobody wants to buy anything that Russia makes except for oil. It is one of their biggest sources of foreign currency. So they definitely don't want the plummeting of prices. It really, really hurt Russia to do that. In America, when prices plummet, it's actually not great, because once you get below about $60 a barrel, the fracking stops, so a lot of people get put out of work. But if oil prices go high, people pay them at the gas pump. We pay them in the Northeast for heating and things like that. So it's very difficult for an American president to know exactly what the right price of a barrel of oil is. It doesn't ever get you any votes to say you'd like to see oil prices higher, but when they are too low, they also affect our economy, because not only are we a producer of oil, we're one of the biggest producers of oil in the world.
Ali, I was at your office over the weekend at 30 Rock
oh,
in
wow.
New York, and I saw what I think was an oil barrel
yes.
that says property of Ali Velshi. What
yes.
is that? Real,
I've
real
had
quick.
To put a big sign on that. I bought it several years ago, and it is a Standard Oil blue barrel,
wow.
Which I use to illustrate the movement of oil prices. It's
wow.
my precious barrel.
It's Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thank you so much.
Hi, Jeremy.